Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week, we honor two electric guitar pioneers, Saunders King and Elder Utah Smith. Sometime in June 1942, Saunders King cut the two-part SK Blues for a Bay Area independent, Rhythm Records. Although King played several different instruments as a kid, it wasn't until the late 30s that he picked up the electric guitar, having been influenced by the work of Charlie Christian. Although SK Blues became a nationwide hit, King's career never had the upward flight path that it should have. And although he's considered an influence on such luminaries as B.B. King and T-Bone Walker, today he's largely forgotten.
Come here, pretty baby, and put your fine, mellow body on my knee. Ooh, come to me, baby, and put your fine, mellow body on my knee.
Almost a world away, we find Elder Utah Smith. Ironically, both men were born around Shreveport, Louisiana, in the first decade of the 1900s. And like King, Smith also was an early adopter of the electric guitar. His signature piece was Two Wings, which he would perform in church while running up and down the aisles, wearing two giant wings.
Oh, I got two wings!
An itinerant preacher throughout his life, Smith brought his electric guitar and dynamic stage act to New York's Museum of Modern Art in 1941. He cut Two Wings for the first time sometime during the month of June 1944, a tune he would record several times throughout his storied career. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited. Here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson.